listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, May 6, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. On Saturday, the Northwestern women lacrosse team won the Big Ten Championship for the fourth time in program history. Due to inclement weather, the game, which was being played in Martin Stadium, had to be moved into Ryan Fieldhouse. The final score of the game, against second in the Big Ten Penn State, was 12-14. And both teams held leads during the game. The team is ranked first in the women's college lacrosse ranking and will face either Stanford or Denver in the second round of the NCAA tournament. The Northwestern's women's softball team are also Big Ten championships. They are currently ranked 30th in the nation. The demolition of Ryan Field continues in Evanston. Northwestern University and the Central Street Consortium have been monitoring the site for dust, vibrations, and groundwater disruptions. There have been three instances since the demolition began that the vibrations have exceeded the limit. Today, vibrations and noise are expected to increase as they begin deep foundation drilling and the project enters its final stage. This past weekend in Evanston, the annual farmers market opened for the 49th year. From coffee to asparagus to crepes, the market featured a variety of vendors, some of whom were new to the market. Next weekend, two new vendors will make their Evanston Farmers Market debut. The good weather this weekend drew large crowds for the market's first weekend. Yesterday, in the Little Village neighborhood of Chicago, the Cinco de Mayo parade was cut short after gunshots were heard along the route. Police attempted to reroute the parade, but ultimately decided to cancel it. According to police, multiple people have been arrested. Today is National Nurses Day, National Crepe Suzette Day, National Melanoma Day, and National Beverage Day, so be sure to stay hydrated and drink plenty of water. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.